all of these things fit in. You're not going to see the harvest in the fields that Jesus Christ is talking about till the Spirit lifts the veil and we're able to see. Now, what's the harvest? Lift up your eyes and look to the fields. Are they are white for harvest. Harvest is the giving of the gospel. Giving of the gospel. Witnessing to others, bringing them, as it were, into the kingdom. Verse 36. Already, he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Oh, wow. How long do we want to stay with this verse? People, I'm not exaggerating. I could spend at the minimum the next 2 months, 8 Sundays, on this one verse. It is so powerfully packed. Just note some of the things very quickly. We spend time on already, something that is going on and will continue to go on through the church, reaping and receiving wages, gathering fruit, and the phrase for life eternal. One sows, one reaps, rejoice together. There are just so many tremendous things going on in this one verse. The weight of the verse 36 is just unbelievable, the amount of time we could spend. But let's just roll through it and see what we can do here. Rejoice together. One of the great joys in life is in giving the gospel, and especially that person responds. But let's see what we have going on now. Already, he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Do you know who Jesus Christ is talking about? I know we meet only once a week on this study. Let me tell you what he's talking about. He's not talking about the disciples. He's talking about himself and the woman at the well. That's who he's talking about. He's not talking about a religious crowd around the temple. Not talking about these disciples. He's talking about this woman who is living with a man that is not her husband. This woman that has just received him as her Savior. It is a relationship between her and Jesus Christ at this moment. She was the first one to receive information concerning the church age, the first to receive information of the Holy Spirit in reference to the church age, and now this woman becomes a picture of the church itself. She is the church in pattern, in principle, in picture. This woman. This woman is the first one that is a picture or a pattern, not the disciples, of the church, doing the greater work of John 14. She's doing them. This woman represents, and how apropos that it would be a woman. But what are we all? We are all responded to God. We respond to Christ, we respond to the Spirit. A woman is a responder. She is the responder. She is a picture of the church. She is a pattern of the church. She simply believes by faith, and now she's out doing the greater work. Now, how about this? From a Gentile woman, I want to go through things, and the problem with not taking time and giving you 10 points is that I'm afraid sometimes it doesn't bed down into your mind, but this will have to be the work of the Spirit because we do have to move on. But I'll make this very quickly. But here's a Gentile, and she's going to become part of and be a representation of the church. From a Gentile unbeliever, this woman now becomes a picture of the church. People, this is history. This is what God does. Let's go back. Take a look. See if you can follow this. From a Gentile unbeliever, let's see what God has done now. From a Gentile unbeliever to what? To a new race. This is what you have with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham is a Gentile. Abraham is a Gentile probably worshiping in the temple of the sun god. This is what Abraham is. And by faith in